Hey.
Hello.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome back
to
another episode of Lady in the Harlot Podcast.
Woohoo! Party time.
Yes.
You're ready to party with your favorite good girls?
Slash bad girls.
Slash naughty girls.
Yeah. I haven't been so naughty like that lately.
It's
been on a decline.
Yeah. Going into drought status.
No. Not so much that, but not being in the mood per se, you know?
Not being in the mood and not even seeing the person.
Yeah.
That too. I think if you saw the person more, the mood can come back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So welcome to another episode of Lady in the Harlot Podcast. And this week we are actually going to do a little bit of a continuation deep dive of the episode prior to this one. I guess about can men and women truly be friends without the sexual attention?
Yes.
I needed to revisit this, and we're probably going to end up doing this in the future, just kind of deep diving into some of the stuff we've already spoken about.
Right.
Because after
which was episode 35, just let people know
what we're talking about. Yeah. It happens where after we record, we're like, oh, we didn't mention this and we didn't mention that. And I totally forgot about this.
A lot.
I forgot to mention this. And you know, what's funny is I do write down bullet points and then I totally forget.
Yeah.
You know,
it happens to the best.
Yes. Yes, it does. So, I wanted to, like I said, touch base on that. I know that it possibly came across like I was saying that men and women can't. So just to reiterate.
So who mentioned that?
So I'm going to call this one Mr. Soft-spoken.
Soft-spoken. Oh God. Okay. These names. Okay.
Yes. Cause his voice is so soothing. He was saying that, you know, he thought I was saying that men and women can't if there's sexual tension from one party or the other. And what what I want to clarify or state is that what I would like to say is that I feel that way if one of those people are trying to be friends with the hopes that it can turn into something sexual.
At some point,
yes. At some point, yeah. Yes. That is not a friend.
No, that isn't. That's somebody hoping that both of you eventually will hook up.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, when I talked about my friend on that episode, that's like, I'm like, I'm not interested in him. Like, he's been wanting me for the last like 17 years.
Right.
I know from the very beginning that he was not trying to be my friend.
Right.
You know, if I gave him the opportunity, he would totally jump on it.
Of course.
So that's not really a friend.
No.
That's just, like, I mean, he's cool, but that's why he's at a distance.
In the back of his mind, he's like hoping to get in there.
Right. Get in like Flint. Yeah. No, I, that's why, you know, like, and yeah, I think he's totally cool. Like, we've been friends for 17 years, but that's all it's going to be. That. So if I'm meeting a dude with the hopes of hooking up with him, I'm not going to be like, well, I could be your friend with the hopes of me hope like slipping in there at some point.
Right.
And that's why I said women typically don't do that.
Right.
Women will just be like, well, I just want to fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to have sex with you. And the guy would be like, yeah, sure.
Of course. You know? There's no in between.
Right. Right. You're very cut and dry.
Yeah.
But if, like I said, rethink that, guys. If you're talking about friends, then that's what it is from the very beginning. Is friends with none of the thoughts of
no expectations.
Yeah, we'll possibly hook up and something more will happen. So I'm gonna pass it over to Cheryl. Take it away.
So crazy.
So the reason I'm having Cheryl go and talk about this is because it just cracked me up. So you guys, when you heard that episode, I died laughing because Cheryl had expressed that she knows through conversation that the person's intentions are more because they'll say things like, go ahead.
Yeah, they'll say like, well, you know, I could be your friend.
If I was your man,
you know, I guess, you know, you think that this person is your friend, that you can like talk to and
confide in.
So you talk about your relationships that's not, you know, unfortunately not working out. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be like, well, if I was your man, I you know, I'll do this and I'll do that, you know? And it's like, yeah, no. I'm glad that that's what you think, but I'm just not interested, you know? So it's funny because we posted that episode last week, you
like
know,
two weeks,
like you know, ago. And, you know, just recently, I got a text message, you know, from somebody who I work with. And, I text on and off, and it's just for work purposes, you know, why we do communicate. But at this moment, randomly, you know, he texts me. So I'm going to read, you know, I'm going to read the whole text, actually.
Okay. So it's funny. And so, we want to share it with you guys.
Yeah, yeah. So he's like, you know, so he texts me saying, how have you been, beautiful? Mm. We haven't spoken in a while. Checking to make sure you're okay.
And that you don't want the D. Because I really want to be your friend.
So, you know, the last time we spoke business-wise, it was back in August. So, you know, now we're fast-forwarding, you know, into November. And I respond, I'm okay. And you? He says, doing well. I would love to see you. Are you available? So I say, I'm seeing someone now. I'm surprised you're not. And then he says, looks like a missed opportunity. Of course, a woman as wonderful as you wouldn't stay single for long. And then I say, that's nice of you to say. And then he says, is he treating you right? And then I say, okay. You know, as if like, you know, I really don't want to get into it, but then, right. You know, right. So then he responds.
I would have been like, well, clearly I mentioned him, so that should be a yes. Because if it was a no, you wouldn't. I would have been like, I wouldn't even have mentioned.
Yeah, because I wasn't really into the conversation, so right. My response was fairly short. So then he said, "What does okay mean? He should be treating you like a queen. Don't settle for less, Cheryl. I'm here if you need or want to talk."
Yeah.
This is coming from a man. If he doesn't show how much he wants you, don't waste your time. And, you know, that's true. Yes. You know, I can't deny that.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I responded, I know. He then responds, you won't have to worry about anything if you were mine. I said, is that right? LOL. Like laughing out loud. Is that right? He says, absolutely. If this doesn't work out, I'm here for you. So I sent the laughing emoji, like laugh out loud. I swear you're something else.
I would have sent the gif of me laughing, falling off the chair, rolling on the floor, fucking laughing. Because this guy, come on.
So it took me back to the episode, what we said. And I'm like, so he responds, I'm serious. I'm sure you have a bunch of men going after you. You are beautiful. The full package. Just letting you know I'm here. Mm. And then I say, okay. Anyway, hope all works out for you. Have a great day. You know, I'm trying to like just, you know,
end it.
Then he responds, you too beautiful. You deserve the best. I agree. That's what I said. I agree.
That's why I'm not fucking with you.
And then he after I said, I agree, then he texts, call me sometime. We can still be friends. Mm. So then I said the LOL emoji, laugh out loud, you know, emoji. I'm sorry, but I don't mean to laugh at you. It's just funny because I did a podcast just about the same thing you're saying. Can men and women be friends? So this is just ironic. Yeah. You know, it's funny. And then he said, I understand, but I'm here if you need a friend. So then I say, you know, listen, I'm happy just keeping things strictly professional. Like, right. You know, because I'm not looking for nothing, you know, because you know the story behind this.
The
guy
is married.
Yeah. So
the guy you is know, fucking married.
So this is the bullshit that I don't like. Mm-hmm. Fucking keep it real.
Yes.
Okay. Don't fucking come and tell me some bullshit because you know what? At some point, I'm going to find out about it. You know?
Right.
So be real about your shit. You know, so he told me that he was divorced.
Mm-hmm.
That was what he initially said.
Yes.
And then we did go out to dinner back in the summer, right. You know, during the summertime, we went out to dinner. And then through
social media,
I didn't even do which it. One is
that one. It didn't even do it. It's fine.
Oh. There we go. Social media.
Let me just put this out there. If you have somebody's phone number in your phone, right, and you are on Facebook, people you may know pop up.
Exactly.
So I don't know if you guys realize that. People you may know pop up.
Yeah.
Based off your phone.
Phone number.
Book. Yes. Yeah. So his Facebook pops up.
Yes.
With a picture of him and the wife.
Exactly.
So if you're divorced, why is that popping up?
Exactly. Like, because, you know, when I got divorced, everything of pictures of my husband and I came down, deleted. Yes. I didn't keep them up. So here you are, quote unquote, divorced, but then you still have pictures up with you and your wife. That doesn't look right.
Nope.
You know, and, to make a long story short, come to find out, you know, he has a practice here in New York and he has one in Arizona. He was traveling back and forth from one to the other to see his kids, obviously, because he's trying to build a practice here. But at the same time, he reiterated and said, when I came up to him and said it, he's like, oh, we're really, you know, in the process of divorce.
Bullshit.
And I'm like, yeah, this is bullshit. So, you know, I don't like fucking nobody lying to me. Once you start off with a lie, then if you're lying about something dumb as that,
right,
from the get-go,
yes,
then you're lying about everything else. I can't trust anything that comes out your mouth.
Exactly.
You know, because in the beginning, that's your opportunity to be totally transparent. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're first meeting me, and I mean, we're not first meeting, but we're like, you know, he was interested and showed, you know, that interest of quote-unquote dating. You know, that is your opportunity to be 100%, and he chose not to be. He chose to lie.
Right. Just to get what he wanted.
Yes.
So how is that a friend?
Exactly.
So now, there is no friends.
Exactly. So this was like during the summertime, you know, I found this out, you know, and as I said, I work with him. So it's not somebody who I could just say cut off. You know, I still have to interact.
Yeah. You can't ghost them.
No, I cannot. So I said, I just want to, I'd be happy just keeping it strictly professional. Nothing.
Right.
You know,
even though I don't condone ghosting, but I think that there should be some, I mean, just have a conversation, you know, so men,
right.
Like I said, if you're not happy in the relationship that you're in, please vocalize what needs to happen in order to keep you there.
Exactly. And it goes both ways.
Both ways. Right? Yes. Yes. It does definitely goes both ways. My other thing is that if you're looking to hook up with someone outside of your partnership, be honest.
Exactly.
Just say, I'm a fucking dude. I'm a dog. I just want to bang you. This is what it is. And then I'll make that decision if I want to do it.
Then I can respect that because you're being straight up.
Yes, I could totally respect that.
But then don't freaking lie about shit.
Right. I don't condone it. I don't condone it at all. But I rather someone be fucking honest with me.
Yeah, because I respect that.
Yeah. More. Tell me you're a fucking dog and you just want to fuck me.
Yeah.
And then I'll decide if I want to go through with it or not.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't, you know?
Right.
But I'm so sick and tired of married men.
Right.
Hitting on me. You know, it just gets me to that space of like, then why'd you even get married?
Exactly.
Yeah. Like the married dude that I spoke about, I think it was like episode 3 or some shit like that I was venting about.
Yeah.
Like I said, great businessman. He's a great businessman and I love talking to him about business. And we went out for breakfast, 4 or 5 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
And he was still on this whole,
oh wow,
you're my crush and I'm hooked on you and da 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 da. And it's like,
stop.
We fucked once 2 years ago. Like, let it go. let it go. Let it go. Because, yeah, my vagina's straight frozen right now when it comes to you. I can't with the whole, oh, I'm married, but I'm so into you, you know?
I can't stand that. Yeah. But I can't stand men that are just not real in general with their shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not going into no bashing session or anything like that, but the whole thing is just be honest.
Right. And don't try to play the friend card because there is no friend.
Right. Exactly.
I can be your friend. No, you can't. Clearly.
No.
Yeah, just tell me. I'm just hitting you up to see if maybe you might want to, if you're cracked or bent a little way where I have a window of opportunity to get up in there.
Like, right.
So that's exactly how, if I was a dude, that's how I would say it too.
That's so funny.
If I was a guy, I'm like, so is there any opportunity? Like, is there like a crack in the window so I can get up in there?
Oh my God. And you know some women would be like,
oh yeah.
Jump on that.
They would jump on that. Hell yeah. I told you, I would be killer if I was a guy. If I was a guy, my bed would never be cold.
I don't know. I can't picture myself being a dude, how I would be.
I'd be a killer truthfully. Guy. Yeah.
I think I would be a, like, you know.
My thoughtfulness and my humor.
I would be, I would hope I would be thoughtful and considerate and not be a straight out dog. Right. Like, right. I would hope that would continue.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting. Try to get into a man's head and see how they think.
Mm-hmm.
And why they do the things they do.
Well, like I said, just having a basic, clear conversation just solves so many problems.
Yeah. But in the end of that text, he just said, okay, I understand. Have a good day. And I just said, you too.
No, but he doesn't understand because you told him.
Before.
Before.
Yes.
And then here he comes months later, like, let me see if she's changed her mind.
Yeah, that's what it was, really.
Yeah. Because he wants some.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to. I would have just been like, hey, how you doing? I want some. Have you changed your mind? That's how that text would have went.
Not the whole drawn out thing. Yeah, it's like, so beautiful.
Hey, hello, beautiful. How gorgeous. Are you doing? Yes. I'm like, and that's
if
why.
Are you with anybody? I missed opportunity.
Yes. I feel bad because, like, you know, people tell me I'm gorgeous and beautiful all the time. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe it because I feel
like they're just getting into, want to get into your pants.
Right. I feel like it's just like I'm not special. I really do feel like I'm not special. I feel like I'm just like any other girl because they can easily say that to any other girl.
Same.
Any other woman. What makes me so unique that you want to get with me.
Exactly.
You know? And
I think that that's something that we should really focus for ourselves going forward. You know, a guy really trying to prove, and you know, it sucks that we have to kind of like
be in that space.
Yeah. You know, just because of the things that we've gone through and feeling like we're just like, you know, like I'm not no.
Just ass.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, I have too much to freaking offer. I know I have a lot to offer.
Mm-hmm. I know I do too.
So it's, you got to freaking like, let me know what makes me so special.
What makes me so special and so different?
Yeah.
What makes you be drawn to me?
Right.
You know, and I hear my personality and I do agree. I have a kick-ass personality. That's the one, like I tell everybody, that's the one space where I'm extremely confident is my personality. I'm just not in my looks. So when I hear things about my looks, it's like, yeah, okay. Well, there's social media and there's tons of people and we live in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes me so special that you want to pursue something with me?
Right.
And hopefully it's more than just sex.
Right.
So that's why I said, you know, sex is super easy to get, especially in New York. It's a relationship and a really good one at that. That's very hard to get.
Exactly. That's very true.
I tell people all the time.
I wonder if people want to have a good relationship at the end of the day.
I don't know.
You say it.
They say it, but they don't show that.
Yeah.
You know, like life is too short and the world is too big. That's why I'm like, does the one really exist?
I agree with that. I'm starting to wonder that myself based off my experience.
Or a certain encounter or recent encounter.
Yes, yeah. Recent encounters.
I had to correct myself. Recent. Yeah.
Yeah. I start to wonder that about myself as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get the same thing you do. You're so great. You're so wonderful. But then shit falls short.
Right. Your actions aren't aligned with your words.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So then we get this. We come across men that and be like, well, I'm here. I'm here for you if you want.
I could be your friend.
Anytime you need a friend, I will be here.
Yeah.
You never be alone again.
No. You know what? No. No.
Like Mariah Carey.
This is what I'm going to do going forward when guys tell me, well, you want to be my friend? Okay. And then I really call them with my friend conversation, like the bullshit that I need. I need a shoulder to cry on. I'd be like, oh my God, this happened today. He said this to me and he did that and blah, 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 blah. And then they're going to be so bored and annoyed with that conversation. But like, but I thought you want to be my friend. Don't you want to hear me out?
I'm venting to you right now.
I'm venting to you. That's what friends are there for.
That's what friends are for.
Yeah. Oh, don't sing it. Don't sing it. I'm looking at you right now. Don't sing it.
I was about to.
I know you. That was our graduation song. That's what friends are for. Oh my god, yeah, it's so, yeah, that I'm gonna do that. They're gonna be all the guys that want to quote unquote be my friend are gonna be so annoyed with me. They're gonna be like, damn, that's all you're doing is talking to me about your problems,
right? But you know, in the back of your mind, I mean, what how is it for you, because you have a lot of guy friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about them?
So
what about them?
Yeah. So
exactly. I don't know what to tell you. What about them? What specifically do you want to know? I'll tell you.
In terms of them being quote unquote.
Oh,
friends.
Like really my friend?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I don't even know. And I'm going through in my mind all mm-hmm. of my male friends. And like right. I said, like we even said on the episode, like we've actually have been with our male best friend.
Right.
And well, you had encounters, and yeah. I only had one episode of where it was like a one-off,
right?
And it was weird for me because we both are not in that space of like attraction,
mm-hmm.
you know. Like I think he's good looking, but I never looked at him like, oh, I want to tap that. Right. You know, like he's a good
like look. I have before. I've right. looked at guys and I've been like, damn, I just want one night with yes. you.
Right. Right. I never looked at him that way. And I, like I said, I'm not his type at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an athletic redhead. So I'm totally the opposite of that. So yeah, I know that he was in a space of, I guess, desperation, not even curiosity.
You consider that desperation?
Yeah, because I know his situation back then. The bitch that he was with was just not doing it for him. And I felt bad. And as his friend, oh I stepped God. In.
You were listening. I swear to God.
What? No, it is true. I feel so bad hearing his stories. I don't like hearing stories of people.
You haven't had sex in how long? No, oh my no, God. Do you want me to help you out with that?
Let me help you out. Yeah, no, it so was crazy. It was a thing of like I heard his situation and it was like, damn, that's fucked up. Like I don't right. like hearing when people are sexually unhappy.
Right.
Right. And yeah, it was that particular night, like we were drinking. That's
well, yeah, that
you
kind
know,
of
that,
yeah.
that's definitely played a huge, huge factor that night.
Yeah.
You know, and I was literally going home. Mm-hmm. We went to a bar and got fucking trash and we were in a cab and we were going to make two stops and he was just like, we're going to make one stop. And then he asked me not to leave, to spend the night with him. And it just took over from there. And then we went up and then the next day it was kind of like back to being friends. Like, I'm glad.
It's so interesting.
I'm glad you got that out your system. I'm so happy I was able to help you.
Let's keep it moving.
Let's keep it moving. That was like almost 20 years ago. You know,
yeah.
Like I said, it was like a one night thing.
I
never, when I met him, it wasn't a thing of like, oh, I want to tap that, like his yeah. body's sick, da, da, da. No, it was nothing like that, and he definitely did not look at me that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it was just that he was sexually frustrated, we were drinking, and mm-hmm. I was like, let me break him off a little something. I know I can make this happen, like where he's satisfied and go about his business,
right?
You know, it was just that.
Yeah.
I think about my other male friends though. Like, are they truly my friend? I don't know. I don't know if I...
With the possibility of getting in there again.
Yeah.
At some point.
Right. Right.
So that really classifies them as friends.
I have no friends. Hmm. I have no male friends.
I don't know.
I mean, do you think that your close male friend, if you said, you know what? I just need some. You think he would do it?
Come on.
So then is he really your friend? No.
I see him as strictly a friend.
You do.
Listen, all the guys
so
that
then,
I
no,
know.
So that's what we're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, but you know, and that's why we say, yeah. I do believe that it's hard to be friends,
mm-hmm.
you know, opposite sex, really truly being friends without there being some sexual tension at some point. And it doesn't have to be from either side, from
right.
you know?
Like
for me, I see him as one way. That's it.
So actually I'm going to go back on this conversation I had. Hopefully my phone does not like blast. Let me lower the thing. My friend, she had heard the, I guess it was the snippet of the show.
Great.
And she chimed in about it. And let me kind of just scroll back a bit. She says, absolutely. I have a lot of guy friends that I don't bang. Right. So I said, but are they truly your friend? She says, yes. And she puts her friend's name, has been my best guy friend for 7 years. I said, so if given the opportunity to get with you, he wouldn't do it. Right. Now she's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. She's like hot.
Right.
You know, even me as a female, if she gave me the opportunity, I'd go for it. Like, she's hot. So, but I'm not really her friend. No, I'm joking. I'm just looking for an opportunity to get up in there. No, I'm joking. I'm just playing with that. Oh yeah. So she says, so I said, so if given the opportunity to get with you, he wouldn't do it. Right. And she goes, nope. He has performance anxiety.
Oh, but that doesn't
mean
that he wouldn't want to.
Right. So then I said,
he's just a hard time getting it up.
Exactly. So I said, good. Then that's a true friendship if those were really his intentions since the beginning. She said, we've talked about it and he doesn't think he could make me as happy as I deserve. I'm also not attracted to him. And then I said, but if he thought that he could, then he would go for it. That's my point.
Exactly.
I said, it's just the lack of confidence on his part as to mm-hmm. why you he guys, doesn't. He doesn't.
Right.
So she says, I understand what you mean. And she says his name, has never tried anything ever. He has expressed how grateful he is to be my friend and encourages me when I'm dating someone or am interested in someone new. He is interested in me, but hides it very well.
Yeah, that doesn't mean, if she's gorgeous like that, that does not mean that he's not interested.
Right.
He just has, you know.
Right. Like
he has performance issues. Right. So
that's what I'm saying. If he didn't have that.
No. Yeah. He'll be like.
He would be all over it.
Yeah, of course.
So that's why I was like, yeah.
He just knows that, like, okay, well, I'm not going to even bother to try. So I'd rather just be her friend. He'd rather be her friend than not.
Right.
You know, so, but.
And that's why I told her, I said. So then at the end of the day, he really is not your friend.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I get where she's coming from. She's like, well, he is my friend, you know, but then in the interim of it,
mm-hmm.
in reality, if he could get with you and he didn't have these issues, he would.
Right.
He would try.
Right. See, she's beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
So I'm just, like I said, my point was back to, in the beginning when they first met, he's mm-hmm. like, wow, she's beautiful. I would love to, but I can't get it up and I can't make her happy. And maybe I'm too small, or maybe he's so much in his fucking head.
Right.
That he just puts it like, well, I'll just be her friend.
Right. Exactly.
You know? So, yeah. But he's in that space of like, well, if I can't have you the way I would like to, because he has issues with himself, mm-hmm. then I'll deal with the friend factor.
Right. Exactly.
But if his confidence were to get up. Boosted out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He would go for it.
100%.
And he's not really her friend.
Oh God, the it's interesting. Let's just say that. Very interesting when it comes down to the friend card that's being used at times between men and women.
Right. So yeah, I mean, you know, so the reason, like I said, the person that I was clarifying, Mr. Softspoken, and clearing up what I was saying.
Right.
I mean, like when we first met, it was both of a thing of like friends, like really just getting to know each other.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, there's an attraction there.
Yeah. And yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hope that clears up everything and makes sense to people.
Yeah.
My apologies if
I really don't think
what?
That men and women can really truly be friends, mm-hmm. you know, without sexual tension, without you looking at that person and be like, would I do him? I mean, for women, I think we're very straightforward. Like once we have it in our head, it's not it. That's
we
it.
Know we know within the first, like yeah. I said, 15 seconds, we already know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I know. It's just for the men's side. That's, you know. Up in the air.
Yeah, it's nothing but the dog in me.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that a true fact?
Yeah, George Clinton was onto something when he wrote this song. that's exactly it.
So you got to send out your apologies for those people. I guess there was a misunderstanding.
What do you mean? What way? What apologies?
In terms of your statement.
Oh, yeah. So sorry if it seems confusing, but that's where I was coming from. Like, I do think men and women can be friends. Mm-hmm. As long as from the very first time, there's none of that. Oh, well, I'm going to play the friend card with the hopes that she cracks and I get up in there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, then you're not looking to be my friend. You're looking for an opportunity.
At the end of the day. Yeah. Which is very true.
Right. And so if you say you want to be my friend, best believe you better be prepared to hear me vent and cry and all the bad shit about what's going on in my life and hear me out.
Right.
You know, but if you don't want to hear any of that stuff.
My best friend, guy friend, he hears me. I called him, you know, a couple of weeks ago, yeah, venting about the other dude.
Right.
Yeah, and he gave me his opinion coming from a man standpoint. It's
like, yeah. Where we both are like, did you forget you said this?
Yeah. I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna get the fuck off the phone with you. I don't want to hear that.
It's pissing me off.
What side are you on? Yeah.
He's up in his feelings because this guy has more of an opportunity than he does at this point. Because you already said, if given the opportunity, he'd take it.
Yeah.
So anyway, hope that you guys understand now, have better clarity on what I was saying. And for this dude for writing you and trying to play the friend card.
Yeah, that was funny.
I hope you guys took down notes. Please, just be freaking honest with what are your intentions
from the beginning.
From the beginning.
Yes. Yeah. It would save a lot of people.
I think that they're just
a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Okay, technically.
Yeah. I think that they're scared. Not scared, but they're like, I don't want to give the opportunity of it being a no.
Right.
That they don't even think about, hey, well, maybe if I'm honest, maybe I'll still get it. They don't think about that.
Yeah.
Like I said, women at the end of the day, they're just as bad as men,
mm-hmm,
you know,
if not worse.
But we respect honesty so much more.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, if you come to me and you literally like I said, like my quote unquote friend, mm-hmm, I was like, I'm like, well, what's wrong in your relationship that you're willing to risk it? No, nothing. I'm just a guy, and I think you're fucking hot. I'm like,
I respect that.
I love that. You can totally get it. And that's what that's when I made that decision 20 years ago. Yeah, like, you know, like I that's why I said, you know, now the ball's in my court. I can either do it or not do it.
Right, but you're giving somebody,
yeah,
you know, you're laying it out on the table.
The honesty.
And yeah, and you give, yeah, exactly.
So
and honesty.
It's the best policy.
Exactly.
So they say, whoever they are. So with that, we're going to wrap this up. You can write us at ladyintheharlot@gmail.com.
And all our episodes are on our website at ladyintheharlot.com.
Enjoy them. If you have any questions, yeah, please hit us up. I love hearing from you guys. And, I'm glad that our podcasts are helping people, 'cause that's my goal.
So right, at the end of the day,
tell stories and let you know that you're not alone.
Exactly. And then you can share if you want us to hear us talk about something in particular, mm-hmm, you know, that you haven't heard us talk about before, then kind of let us know.
Put it out there.
Exactly.
So we're going to wrap up this episode. With that, I am Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
Thank you for joining us on Lady in the Harlot podcast. We'll catch you around next time.
Peace. All the good girls go to her.